just days after police claimed they had arrested those responsible for the fatal September 13th bomb blast in New Delhi and elsewhere earlier. Another explosion hit a busy market in the Indian capital. Delhi police spokesman Rajan Bhagat explains that witnesses saw those who brought the bomb to the Murali main market.
Two motorcycle riders came to the busy, crowded market in Maroli and threw one packet wrapped in a black polythene. One boy picked up that packet, which exploded, and he died.
Local media quote intelligence sources as saying the bomb placed in a lunchbox contained ammonium nitrate and was packed with nails. It destroyed several shops. The explosion occurred in a low-income neighborhood near a wholesale flower market and a major heritage site, the 800-year-old Qutub Minar, the world's tallest brick minaret. The bombing renewed alarm here that New Delhi remains vulnerable despite the recent crackdown against purported members of the little-known Indian Mujahideen group. Media report that the major access roads to Delhi were sealed following the market blast, and police advised people to stay away from the city's markets. The Home Minister, who has been criticized for his response to the blast 2 weeks ago, called another emergency meeting of the top intelligence and security officials to discuss the latest attack. The largest opposition party, the BJP, demanded Minister Shivraj Patil's resignation immediately following the Saturday blast. External Affairs Minister Pranab Mukherjee says he has spoken with the Home Minister about the latest attack, but it is premature to name any suspects.
Shortly, government will have to take stern measures to put an end to this type of activities and acts of terror.
Television commentators say the bombers intended to deliver a message that terrorists retain their capability to hit the capital, despite the recent police proclamation that those responsible for the earlier blast have been neutralized. The September 13th attacks in the capital followed recent bomb blasts in Bangalore, Ahmedabad, and Jaipur. Officials say more than 400 people have been killed in explosions around the country during the past 3 years. The attacks are usually blamed by police on Muslim groups alleged to have funding or support from Pakistan or Bangladesh. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。